If the residents of Winfield rebuild, they may want to consider what Greensburg, Kansas did. A little over a year ago, a massive tornado hit the town and nearly every building there was destroyed. When Greensburg started to rebuild, they decided to go green, really green. They used the LEED Platinum guidelines. Those are the highest standards for eco-friendly design. Now the town's new homes and public buildings are up to 50% more energy efficient. But initially, going green wasn't an easy sell, says John Jansen. Jansen was mayor during much of Greensburg's reconstruction.
The way we approached it, we said, okay, you know, we've got a clean slate. We want to do this right. These folks out here are way independent. And you're not going to shove it down their throat. This is not red state, green state. You know, it's not liberal conservative, which is a lot of people associate green with kind of the touchy-feely liberal movement. But it's not. It's an economic issue. And we pitched it on the basis that if you do this right, whether you're buying a modular home and you make them insulate it better and you put better windows in it, or if you come out here and build a really neat, ICF house or a SIPS house, any way you cut it, the key is to get this thing where your utility bills are manageable. And that made it an easy sell.
Money talks.
To be quite honest, it's an economic issue. It's not a red-green, you know, red or blue issue. It's a green issue, and it's dollars. The interesting thing that's happened is even the people who are rebuilding homes, it's become competitive. You know, I'm going to put in this grade of window and my utility bill is going to be $75 a month. Well, I've got better windows than you do. My utility bill is going to be $60 a month, you know. They're replacing houses that were built in 1915 through 1950. So anything you put up today is going to be a lot more friendly than what you had before.
Mr. Jansen, it's been about a little over a year now. How are things coming along there?
My wife's favorite expression is that the houses spring up like tulips. We've had a huge building boom, naturally, since there weren't any houses.
Is your house one of these new greenhouses?
It will be if we ever get it started.
Wait a minute. All this rebuilding's going on, and you're not in on the action? What's going on?
Let me assure you that I had plenty on my plate between being mayor and trying to keep my accounting practice alive and our farming operation. My son does a lot of it, but we were shorthanded, and so I was doing quite a bit at the farm, and so the house kind of took a back seat, but my wife has informed me that since I am no longer mayor, the house has to move to the front seat. So we've got the plans back from the draftsman, and we're about to run them by an architect out in Colorado to make sure he's comfortable with what we did on passive solar. And if he's comfortable at that point, we're going to push forward and probably break ground here in the next 30 days. So,
well, you now at least have the advantage of having seen all these other places being built. Based on what you've seen there over the past year, what do you think is the most important lesson that you're going to take going into the building of your house?
I think the biggest thing is maybe a year's wait may have been the best thing that ever happened. The tornado was on a Friday evening, and Tuesday morning we had folks in Clay Center, Kansas, ordering modular homes to bring into town. And, I mean, this thing was so devastating that people were basically shell-shocked, if that's a polite term for it. I think some of them have regretted that they reacted so quickly. And instead of taking a little time to plan and think about how they wanted to do things, we're on the fourth rendition of our own house. So we've cobbled around on it quite a bit trying to decide what we wanted and what we could get along without. Because, you know, in the green sense, the best environmentally friendly space you build is the one that you don't build. The smaller is better thing, and so we've continually tried to figure out how to downsize our house a little bit. So, you know, I think the biggest thing for people that have hit a snag like this, and there's been, 600 tornadoes since this spring, if it's a one or two house deal, people are going to rebuild immediately, but if you lose a big portion of a community, I think it's really critical that they take a half step back and really rethink, do we want to build it back exactly like it was, or is there a better plan? Planning is a lot more critical than people give it credit for in this situation.
John Jansen is the former mayor of Greensburg, Kansas. Thank you.
Thank you.